thought a little oud from Lebanon would fit from Rabbi Abu Khalil. A Better Tomorrow, the name of the track, as we welcome to the studios Assam Awali from the Taste of the Middle East Festival coming up next weekend in Aurora. Welcome to KUVO.
Thank you for having me.
you come in with sort of an energy about this festival that has not been around that long. You're relatively young in the world of festivals in Denver.
Exactly. We started back in 2019. This would be the fourth festival that we have. We had to stop back in 2020 due to COVID issues, of course. However, it's amazing. It's a great opportunity for people to be introduced to our culture, our food, our dances, our music, people to learn more about us. What does it mean to be part of the Middle East?
Well, it's a pretty wide and diverse area. The Taste of the Middle East Festival, Saturday, September 9th. The website is tasteofthemiddleeast.com. You mentioned the culture. It's the cultures. It's so many. It's so diverse within what's broadly called the Middle East, right?
Yeah, of course. So we have never referred to ourselves, as far as I know, as Middle Easterners.
Thank you.
This is more of a Western term.
Yes.
However, yes, we are. There's multiple cultures around each other. The Arabic culture is probably the most dominant because we have 22 countries in the area that are Arabic countries. We also have the Turks, the Persians, and within the Arabic countries, we also have multiple cultures. Yeah. We, of course, have the Yazidis, the Kurds, and the Jewish Arabs as well.
Reaching even over into North Africa, it's really diverse, and you bring some of that in several ways. First, it's called Taste of the Middle East, so food.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of food in the festival. It's going to be diverse. It's going to be from different countries. Some of it is going to be from Northern Africa. Some of it is going to be from the peninsula where Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Syria, all the other Arab countries are.
I just see videos of like sizzling kebabs. It must smell amazing walking through.
Oh, yeah. I promise you, if you come, I'll get you one.
Yes.
Well, that means there are trucks and caterers.
Yes.
And a variety of food providers.
Exactly.
To bring in that food diversity.
So we invite people from, representative of those different food cultures to our festival to participate. So you, when you come over there, you will see mostly, we wouldn't have food trucks. We will have tents where our vendors will be. So you can try out all kind of different food, drinks as well, juices, whatever.
The coffee.
Coffee, yes. We'll have, I believe we'll have a coffee reader as well.
Oh.
Have you heard of that concept
No,
before?
No, what is that?
So in Arabic culture, mostly, I believe it came from Bedouin origin, where they give you a small glass of what's referred to as Turkish coffee. You drink it, and you turn it upside down, and once it seeps, it draws a map, and that map is your destiny. It's your future.
Oh, wow.
So you can learn more about yourself and about your future.
That's really cool. So the food is all together in the food court, and then there's the souk, which is a market.
Yes.
And is it all like jewelry and clothes? Like, what are some of the things that you can see there?
I need fabrics.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, Abigail. So we're going to have jewelries. We're going to have clothing, different items that you can actually purchase, probably some magnets, things that you can keep in your house.
Are they all, some of them imported or made here or?
Yes, a lot of them are imported, of course. And the founder, Hanin Omar, she goes to trips to the Middle East to prepare and to purchase a lot of things that we can offer to our attendees.
Assam Awali from tasteofthemiddleeast.com, Saturday, September 9th at the Aurora Municipal Center. We were talking about the cultural displays and some of the dancing.
Yes.
Where people can actually participate. Like, you know, it's like...
It's right in the middle
You go to a country bar, you get in the line dance, you just do it.
Yeah.
Go to a black wedding, you're just doing the electric slide. Just get in there and do it.
Yeah, if you're in an Arabic country, you might either do a debka or a chobi, which is basically a line dance. We go in circles, we hold hands, and we do repetitive movements, and they're pretty fancy, pretty nice, and it's easy to learn. If anybody wants to come and learn it, we'll teach you.
What's the music like? Is it more traditional for these kinds of dances?
It's for these ones, yes. So usually it's accompanied by drums, mm-hmm. Because you have to keep a certain beat, mm-hmm. and you dance to that beat. So depending on what type of dabka or chobi you're doing, mm-hmm. you can learn from the type of drumming.
The rhythm, that's cool.
Yes.
The location is the Aurora Municipal Center. You've moved around a little bit, but we were talking earlier about Aurora being a real central place for America's diverse immigrant community.
Exactly.
So it's really as Metro Denver becomes more and more international, this is a great addition to the many ethnic festivals we have around
exactly.
Colorado.
Aurora has some of the best places for food. It's very diverse. The majority of our community are located in Aurora and other immigrant communities. And, of course, we're part of the metro. So if you want to get to know more about these different cultures, try out those foods and do the dances, come to Aurora.
The music, who are your headliners?
So we have multiple singers and musicians coming in. I don't have the list on the back of my head, but one of the major ones is Omar Abdellat. He's Jordanian. He's big name back in the Middle East, and he's going to be the headliner. But we also have a couple of Iraqi singers, such as Salam al-Asil and Nidal Nassar.
You got a DJ, too.
We have a DJ. The DJ is going to be playing throughout the day, so you can dance to it. And actually, it's not just traditional music. It's going to be a lot of mix, so you can dance to it, even if you don't know the culture.
Esam Awaili comes to us from TasteOfTheMiddleEast.com in its fourth year at the Aurora Municipal Center on Saturday. Looks like next Saturday, September 9th. And the website again is TasteOfTheMiddleEast.com. Great story. Thank you, man. I'm looking forward to the smells, the sights, and the sounds.
Of course, we'll be there to welcome you if you guys show up. We'll get you some food and probably some coffee.
And make
yes.
it
so you can tell your future.
Some strong coffee. Make you dance, too. Hey, how about this? I found a French-Lebanese sound from an artist named Ibrahim Malouf. This is the Nomade Slang song on KUVO.